This presentation is a production of AJE3 Entertainment. Audio imagery. Storytelling reimagined. FBI headquarters. Agent Dirks is getting grilled by his boss. How does something like this happen? Dirks' reply, it doesn't make sense. You want something that makes no sense? The Cardonian ambassador wants to keep this quiet until we can find Martini's body and get Webster back. He says it would be a huge embarrassment on their country and ours if diplomats think we don't have a handle on this. Dirks confidently replies, I'll get the fixer. Chase wakes in a private jet. The monitor on the wall shows their flight path has taken them outside the U.S. heading towards Central America. While in flight, Chase learns he's involved in an unbelievable situation. Ava's father is still alive, but in hiding. The FBI must continue to believe that he's been murdered. Cardiona was taken over by a self-obsessed, brutal dictator, the General. The U.S. government knows he has his squads in the U.S. with one mission. Kill Martinique and stop any chance of his returning to power. In Martinique's absence, she and her brother Edo started a rebel army to take back the country. If they're successful, Martinique can return to power and deliver justice to the general. Chase still doesn't understand why they've turned his life upside down. Why has he been framed for murder, kidnapped, and flown to who knows where? Ava holds up a photo of her brother Edo. It's Chase with a beard. Flashback. A fierce battle in a tropical jungle between military troops and rebel fighters. Edo is seriously wounded. A heavily bandaged Edo lying on a cot in a tent. Martinique is on a Zoom call with Ava. Ava tells them he's dying. Martinique becomes focused. This must remain our secret. No one else can know, especially the freedom fighters. The passion and fight for the rebellion is fueled by the symbol of power of you and Edo together, fighting united for Cardiona. And Ava adds, and bring our father home. Chase reluctantly acknowledges that he's been set up so well, he can't show his face anywhere on the planet. There's no way he can prove his innocence without Ava and Martinique's help. But little concerned for Chase's predicament, Ava tells him the future of a country is at stake. After her father is running the country again, they will return to America and clear Chase of all charges. Like it or not, Chase has a new job. Rebel leader. The role of leading a rebellion with Ava sounds easy to Chase. All he has to do is put on a fake beard and fatigues, make an appearance when she needs him, and stay out of the way. On their arrival to the base in Cardiona, they are treated with a hero's welcome. Edo and Ava have been to America looking for support. The bouncer's wife comes to greet him, along with a young fighter named Carlos. She touches the bouncer and motions to Edo, who's now Chase. She gives Chase her lucky coin to protect him in the battle for the children. Chase casually thanks her, but he's unable to grasp the importance of that moment. Chase settles into his new job. He's in a tent in the private and secure part of the camp. Behind his tent is another tent where Edo is being watched over by the bouncer. Chase makes a visit to see his twin. He sits next to Edo. He's alone because no one can know the secret. Chase admits to him that being alone, not in a hospital with doctors trying to save him, was a sacrifice he didn't have the strength to make. Edo's life view is simple. If anyone from the hospital is found out to be helping rebellion, they'll be killed, maybe even their families. People are suffering, and many are dying because of the general's dictatorship. If you care about your people, you find the courage to sacrifice. That's why they trust me. Trust us. My father's return is the answer. He's a symbol of what's right and just. Ava is in agony over the inevitable death of Edo. Despite this, she carries out her acting role to perfection. She's attentive to Chase in rebel gatherings and has him by her side as she leads critical strategy meetings. It's a situation that's becoming even more emotionally draining because rather than comforting her dying Edo, she has to keep her eye on Chase to make sure he doesn't screw up when he's interacting with the fighters. Chase says or does the wrong thing far too often. Many of the mistakes are intentional. It's Chase, the self-centered, manipulative young man she met in L.A. Early morning. Chase is awakened by gunfire. An area of the camp is under attack by the general's forces. Ava comes to his tent and gives him an order to follow her. She takes Chase to the front lines of fighting, the trenches. Watch me. Do what I do. She goes into action. They navigate the tight trenches, pumping up the troops as Ava takes deadly aim at attackers. An explosive, wrapped in thin wire, lands in the trench in front of them. Ava picks it up and slowly untwists several wires. She throws the explosive towards the enemy troops. It explodes. She quickly turns and heads back down the trench, telling Chase, "Keep them fighting." A shot rings out. Carlos is hit. Chase is stunned as he falls to the ground, dead. With no weapons and dodging incoming fire, Chase puts on a brave face alongside the fighters until the fighting ends. Back at base camp, Ava and Chase gather the fighters to take a head count and take a moment of silence for those they lost in battle, including Carlos. The solemn moment soon turns to congratulations for their courage and willingness to fight. The gathering ends with the chant, "Edo, Ava, Edo, Ava." Chase turns and grabs Ava's hand and holds her arms high. Time together with Ava has been as intoxicating for Chase as it was when they first met. His lessons about combat and firearms, Cardiona, the cause, and Edo all occur by a creek deep in the jungle. It's a quiet spot where she and Edo planned and meditated. Chase visits his twin. Edo asks Chase to remove his beard. He takes a long look at him. They have an emotional heart-to-heart. Edo tells Chase the family secret. Ava is not his sister. She's his wife. He points to military dog tags on the table next to him. When he was exiled overseas, living a carefree life, Ava gave the dog tags to him to remind him of his responsibility to return to Cardiona and save his people. It was a symbol for him to become a rebel leader. She knew people would never accept an outsider by his side, so she became a sister from Martinique's past. Ava searched all over Hollywood for someone who could be me, Edo tells Chase. She was ready to give up when she found you, my twin, the universe's gift to Cardiona. Edo tells Chase that his peace with his fate comes from knowing he'll help Ava finish their most important mission, freeing the children. Hundreds of children are being held by the general to keep the villagers under his thumb. The people know the general will kill. He puts a pair of twins to their death off the cliffs. Freeing the captive children before more harm can come to them will give people the courage to join the fight and take back the country. Chase starts to come around in this performance. It's hard to ignore the desperation, the need for the basics like clean water, healthcare, food, all the things he's taken for granted his whole life. He's becoming more sincere and even contributing in a positive way. One fateful evening, Ava comes to Chase and tells him, Edo has died. She leaves Chase's tent before he can respond. Chase steps outside and looks for her. She's gone. He goes to the creek. She's standing by an unmarked grave, holding Edo's dog tags in her hand. Chase tries to touch, to comfort. She waves him off. As he walks away, she tells him without turning around, he liked you. He said you could be a great band someday. I pray to the heavens he's right. Chase takes the dog tags from Ava's hand, puts them around his neck, and walks away. Chase sits quietly in his tent, playing with his Derringer knife. His emotions are mixed and confused. He decides to do what he knows he shouldn't. He removes his beard, puts on a hooded rainbreaker, and sneaks away from the camp. He walks for several miles before he grabs a ride on the back of a donkey-drawn wagon. He's dropped off at a small bar in a tiny village with a few small buildings. Chase is surprised to meet a British tourist in the bar. They share a bottle of tequila. At first, nothing but small talk, with Chase dodging questions. Later, drunk and depressed, Chase tells the Brit his story. He's probably the most wanted man on the planet, and he's fallen in love with a kick-ass woman whose heart he has no chance of ever winning. Good people are dying in the rebellion, and I haven't felt this much pain since watching my mother die in my father's arms. The tequila proves to be too much. He needs to get somewhere before he passes out. He stumbles around outside, looking for a ride. A cart pulled by a donkey comes by. The driver grabs him and pushes him on the pile of straw in the back. Out of the darkness steps Ava. She climbs in the front of the cart and sits next to the driver, the bouncer. This presentation is a production of AJE3 Entertainment. Audio imagery. Storytelling reimagined.